ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदिरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड काउज। सो वर्स नंबर 58। तथो रुध प्रतिलब्धिक्ष तथोर्वक प्रतिलुब्धक्ष क परुताद् उत्थितः क परेत्वाद् उत्थितः पृच्छराद् उन्मील्य वै दृष्टिर् पृश्राद् उन्मील्य वै दृष्टिर् आचेष्टदां सहात्मना आचेष्टदां सहात्मना ततो रव प्रतिद्भद्वक्ष क पुरुतवदुत्थितः कृच्छ्राद्वुन्मील्य वै दृष्टिर् आचेष्टदां सहात्मना। ततः देन अर्वाक् एक्सटर्नली प्रतिलब्ध अक्षः हैविंग रिवाइव्ड हिज कॉन्शियसनेस क लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा परेतवत जस्ट लाइक ए डेड मैन उत्थितः स्टूड अप कृच्छ्राद् विद ग्रेट डिफिकल्टी उन्मील्य opening up why indeed drishtihi his eyes acheshtata he saw idam this universe mahaatmana along with himself translation performed by his divine grace Lesi Bhaktivedanta Sanskrit ki Translation: Lord Brahma's external consciousness then revived, and he stood up just like a dead man coming back to life. Opening his eyes with great difficulty, he saw the universe along with himself. Purport: We actually do not die. At death, we are merely kept inert for some time. Just as during sleep, At night we sleep and all our activities stop. But as soon as we arise, our memory immediately returns and we think, oh, where am I? What do I have to do? This is called suttotitha nyaya. Suppose we die, and die means that we become inert for some time and then again begin our activities. This takes place life after life, according to our karma or activities and swabhava or nature by association. Now, in the human life, if we prepare ourselves by beginning the activities of our spiritual life, we return to our real life and attain perfection. Otherwise, according to karma, swabhava, prakriti and so on, our varieties of life and activity continue. And so also do our birth and death. As explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Maya vase yach bheshe krachha habudhubu bhai. My dear brother, why you are being washed away by the waves of Maya? One should come to the spiritual platform and then one's activities will be permanent. Krita punya punja. This stage is attained after one accumulates the results of pious activities for many, many lives. Janma koti sukriter na labhyate, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya 8.70. The Krishna consciousness movement wants to stop koti janma, repeated birth and death. In one birth, one should rectify everything and come to permanent life. This is Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmritam Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we do blessings from all the devotees. So I'd like to speak on this verse. So what we see now here, Brahma, he got revived from his lost memory. So there is a saying, it takes one to know one. It is in a bad sense, but it can be applied in spiritual sense also. So what we see, it took Balramji, how much time it took for Balram to understand Krishna? Almost 1 year, few days before the end of 1 year. So now Brahmaji, it is not so easy because Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. It applies to all living entities from Brahma to us. Also Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 10.2 explains that Na me vidu suragana prabhaham na maharshaha. So Krishna explains that neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages. So anyone knows how many sages are there? We know there are 33 million demigods, 33 koti devata. So anyone knows the figure of sages, perfected living entities, those who live with Brahma? Sapta koti, 7 million, okay. So here, Sukhdev Goswami, in this verse, he's giving a nice analogy. This analogy, what he's explained, that Brahma is like, he's revived like a dead man coming back to life. And like this is quoted like in the Nyaya Shastra, there are a good number of logics are given. And if you go through Prabhupada archives or if you go to Veda base, so you'll find a good number of analogies. So I'll read few. That is a Shaka Chandra Nyaya. Like showing something, taking the moon into consideration. Then Kupa Manduka Nyaya will give an example, like a frog living in a well. Then there is one Nyaya called Go Mutrika Nyaya. Often we see when the cow is being milked, before that the calf is left to drink the milk. But what happens the moment the calf starts drinking milk, the cow immediately starts urinating. So it is like bewildering. Okay? Then Baka Anda Nyaya. Baka Anda Nyaya means there is one bird, crane. Bakasur. So sometimes these cranes, they walk behind a bull, and the testicles of the bull, they look like fish. What he thinks, this will fall off and I'll eat. That's called Baka Anda Nyaya. Then Ajagala Nyaya. Some goats, they have like small balls on the neck. That's called Ajagala Stana Nyaya. Then Andha Pangu Nyaya. This Prabhupada quoted, like Western civilization is blind and Indians, they are like lame. A lame man can sit on the back of a blind man and he can guide that blind man. That's called Andha Pangu Nyaya. Then Ardha Kukkuti Nyaya. Ardha Kukkuti Nyaya means like you have a hen, you will take only the best part. You will not feed it. You will take only the golden eggs. That is called Ardha Kukkuti Nyaya. And also Prabhupada gave one, there are so many. That is one Nyaya is called Nagna Matrika Nyaya. If a girl, she was in a babyhood, she's usually we see children, they are not dressed. But that doesn't mean that when she's grown up, she should be naked. So these are the analogies. And today what we see, Prabhupada writes in the Parfait in the beginning, we are actually not, we do not die. And here Prabhupada quotes Sutpotita Nyaya. Sutpotita Nyaya means after when one revives, after his sleep, so suddenly he's sometimes taken back. And this is in Bible. In Bible, this is called resurrections or anesthesia. Also in medical science, before you go operation, undergo operation, so they give you an anesthetic injection. So the concept of coming back to life after death, and a number of religions, this is mentioned, and the death and the resurrection of Jesus is the central focus of Christianity. And anyone knows after how many days Jesus came back to life when he was put on the cross? Anyone knows after how many days, after 3 days, Jesus, he got resurrection, means he came back to life. So now here what we see, Brahma's situation is very pathetic. Also we see in material world also, oftentimes small children, especially those who are below 2 years old, when they get up suddenly because of some noise or suddenly when they get up, so they are completely bewildered. They can't understand what is happening. So they start crying. If the parents are nearby, well and good, they are taken care of. Otherwise, even an adult man or woman, when we are suddenly woken up in the middle of the night, it often happens while you are traveling, the TC will come in the middle of the night and he will bang your berth. Come on, show your ticket. So sometimes you are in deep sleep or somewhere out of your body. So here what we see, Brahma, when he got revived, he couldn't make out what is happening. So Prabhupada, he explains our stages of consciousness in the Srimad Bhagavatam in reference to the story of King Puranjan. So Prabhupada explains, a living being has different activities in different stages of life. One stage is called Jagrata, wakeful. When we are awake, that's called Jagrata, or life of awakening. And another is called Swapna, a life of dream. So when we go to sleep, it is mentioned that we are basically seeing so many dreams. And Prabhupada explains, another stage is called Sushupti, or life in an unconscious state. And Prabhupada further explained, and still another stage occurs after death. So death means that consciousness for a long period is stopped. That is death. And when one comes to complete spiritual platform, transcending deep sleep, he attains trance. That is called Vishuddha Sattva or Vasudeva Sattva. And Madhvacharya, he explains, the Lord is always in transcendence. It is called Turiya Sthiti. the Lord. Also, we often read, like we have Chaturmas, and the first Ekadasi is called, what is that Ekadasi? The Lord goes to sleep, but Lord, he like us, he doesn't snore. That Nidra is called Yoga Nidra. So here, what today Prabhupada has quoted, this Nyaya, Sutpotika Nyaya. So oftentimes, to refute the scientist, what Prabhupada used to give this analogy of frog in the well. So I'll read one Prabhupada quote. So Prabhupada explains that the frog in the well logic illustrates that frog residing in the atmosphere and boundary of a well cannot imagine the length and breadth of gigantic ocean. Such a frog, when informed of the gigantic length and breadth of ocean, first of all does not believe that there is such an ocean. And if someone assures him that factually there is a such thing, the frog then begins to measure it by imagination. Then by means of pumping its belly as far as possible, with the result that the tiny abdomen of the frog bursts and the poor frog dies without any experience of the actual ocean. Similarly, the material scientists also want to challenge the inconceivable potency of Lord by measuring him with their frog-like brains and their scientific achievements, but at the end, they simply die unsuccessfully like the frog. That is what applies to modern science. Okay, we can't blame on the science, because last 100 years, what we see, science also has made a big, tremendous progress. And what we see, like in olden time, there is with triode, pentode, diode. Anyone knows old electronic theory? 30 years back, there were no ICs, tapes. From tapes, we have come to LP, cassette, disc, CD, then chips. Presently, people are storing their data in cloud, not in this rain cloud. There is a different cloud. So now you can imagine, so how the science is becoming subtle day by day. So like 30, 40 years back, there is to be big gramophone, and there is to be one big chapati type, LP. I don't know where, few must have you seen. So it is to be this big, and there is to be few records. When Prabhupada's first album came from Apple, it was a big LP. So now today we have one, you know, SD card. Can imagine, during the Second World War also, that computer was made by Germany. That time they were doing, computer means that which computes. So that time the size of the computer, anyone can imagine, it was that of a big room that time. And now it is just on your palm. So similarly, our consciousness is so subtle, and so many lifetimes of our, everything is recorded that in our memory, in our consciousness. And in medical terminology, this is sometimes when one is undergoing operation, it is called near-death experience, NDE. Near-death experience means like the soul comes of the body, and also it is called OBE, out-of-body experience. A person can see that, yes, how the doctors, they are operating and what they are speaking during the operation. And after the operation, he comes back to normal, and he can explain to the doctor what he had undergone. So, but we should know that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains three things, 15.15. Sarvasya chaham vridhi sannivisto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So from Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So now here, who is giving this everything, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness to Brahma? That is also given by the Lord. It is mentioned that when Brahma is born, what happens? He just hears one sound. Anyone knows what is that sound? Tapa. Yes, do some tapasya. So Prabhupada quotes, like in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes that Arjuna, he explains, Arjuna is being called by Krishna as Godakesha. So Prabhupada explains, Godaka means sleep, and one who conquers sleep is called Godakesha. Sleep also means ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment. Because that is the nature of a devotee, either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Lord Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Thus, a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna. So now here what we see, although Brahma is a devotee of the Lord, but here the situation is something different. And also in 1970s, the scientists, they boasted this, we can revive a dead man. Especially, there is one theory they call, it is called cryonics. So in the 70s, there were big millionaires. That time, there was one big man, Walt Disney. In the Western, especially in America, when you go to Disneyland, some must of you have gone to Disneyland. So this Walt Disney, he was an animator. Sometimes we see this Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. These are the some cartoons, movies which were being made by him. When he was about to die, so the doctors, what they told him, if you give your body, we can preserve your body. And after sometimes when we get that science of reawakening dead man, we'll bring back you to life. So now 50 years passed almost. So what they are telling now in December this year, this 2022, coming December, it will be 50 years for the death of this Walt Disney. And somebody is telling that the scientists may revive the dead body. I don't think it will happen. And later on they boasted, yes, we will make superman, superwoman like that by manipulating genes and DNAs. That also didn't happen. Also in the 60s, there was a moon landing theory and there was a tough competition between the Russians and the Americans. And one time what happened, that Americans, they were curious to know while in the space how the Russians, they write, what kind of pen they are using. So they asked the Russians' counterpart, so there is a gravity, do you have any anti-gravity pen? Because Americans, they were doing a big research on making an anti-gravity pen. The Russians, they said, we are not fools like you. Don't take it as an offense. They said, we are using a pencil. Why to waste money? We are using a pencil. So actually, we have so many quotes. Prabhupada, he said that they never went to the moon. There was one devotee of Prabhupada, Purushottam. He was very much adamant. And one time Prabhupada was in London. And he told Prabhupada, today they are going to show live man landing on the moon. And even he bought a TV and he put in front of Prabhupada. And that time Dhananjay Prabhu, he was massaging Prabhupada. And seeing that, he also forgot massaging Prabhupada. So what we see now, almost for that also 50 years have gone. But now they never talk of going to the moon. And if you go to, there is one, this thing, museum. I don't know where exactly it is in America. They have rocks from. And for that, they invested $27,000,000 just to get some rocks from there. So Prabhupada, he said that a hen is a great scientist because it lays eggs and then it hatches chicken. So Prabhupada often, he said, the scientists, they are like post-dated check. Yes, one day, one day. So that day will never come. So we should never rely on what is being told. Also, in the 70s, they made a movie called Frankenstein. This movie was made by this Hollywood industry. And this is also a very typical movie because our present science, it represents this Frankenstein. Because what technology we are making, that technology is going to kill us one day. So they made, actually there was one scientist, what he did, he took one body out from the graveyard and he brought it to his lab and he put some circuits, electrical circuits in that body and he revived that man. And one day what happened, in the middle of the night, that scientist was not there. This body, it came to life on its own. And this man was very huge, tall, maybe 8 to 10 feet. So he suddenly started questioning, who brought back me to life? I want to kill that person. So that way he started walking in the street. Further, it's another story. Then he started damaging everything, pulling down everything. So this is what is the modern science is giving us. So today we are speaking about the sleep. The Athar Veda mentions about the sleep. Also Ayurveda mentions that go to sleep while the sun sleeps. Wake up while the sun rises. So that's why the devotees, they often wake up in Brahma Muhurta. And in Athar Veda, there are four patterns of sleep they are mentioned. So from evening 8 p.m. until midnight, it is called Amritamayi. It is a nectarian sleep. But in today's world, it is very difficult. No one goes to bed before midnight because of this smartphone and all. Then second sleep is called Taralamayi. That is called subtle sleep. It is between 12 to 3 when Supta means we are just dreaming. Then from 3 until sunrise, it is called Dukkhamayi. It is a miserable. Only during that period of time, you see very bewildering dreams, then heart attacks, so many things that happen. Then the fourth is after sunrise, it is called Mrityumayi. It is called death sleep. Oftentimes we see on weekends and all, people, they don't wake up until 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock on Sundays. So that is called death sleep. So Ayurveda mentions that one should never sleep in the daytime. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Hamsa Guhya prayers, there is a nice one verse which explains how we can transcend this material sleep and how one can awake oneself. What Prabhupada explains, die doesn't mean we die, we never die. So this verse, it mentions that when one's consciousness is completely purified of the contamination of material existence, gross and subtle, without being agitated in the waking and dreaming states, and when the mind is not dissolved in the susupti, deep sleep, and one comes to the platform of trance, then one's material vision and the memories of mind, which manifests name and forms, are vanquished. Only in such a trance is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead is revealed. Thus, they offer the prayers. This is a prayers in the Hamsa Guhya prayers. So, what we see here, Prabhupada explains that in this Brahma Himon Leela, Brahma, what happened? Suddenly, he couldn't make out what is happening. He got stuck in between. And Prabhupada quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur here, one of his bhajan. Also in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that especially Brahma, when he came to, after the killing of Agasura, all the demigods, they were showering flowers and they're making a big sound by beating different kinds of instruments. And Brahma happened to see, yes, what is happening. And Brahma thought, okay, let me check. Let me take a check who this boy is. So Brahma Himon Leela or Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains mundane activities and speculative scholasticism. So here, mundane activities means like in our mind, we are always speculating so many things. So we know Brahma had four heads. With four heads he came to Vrindavan, still he couldn't make out what exactly Lord Krishna is doing. And we have one head. And how much we are using, anyone knows brain, how much brain we use? We are not Einstein. Anyone knows what is the IQ of Einstein? There is no one is here there from Einstein club. 160. Okay. So Brahma, he was just speculating how this boy can be the Supreme Lord. And actually, this the height of Brahma's bewilderment, what the Brajavasis explain, that after that Krishna went to Kamyavan And in the Kambivan, all the cowherd boys, they were sitting for taking their prasadam. And that day, Madhu Mangal, Krishna's cowherd boy, he had bought chas. And half the chas had spilled on the way, and only half was left. What he was thinking, if I offer to Krishna, nothing will be left for me. So what he did, he went behind the scene where the boys were sitting with Krishna and Balram, and he started gulping this chas, buttermilk. So Krishna, his antaryami, he could make out. So Krishna suddenly got up, he went and he just poked in the stomach. So suddenly he vomited that chas. So Krishna, he took in the palms and he drank that. So seeing this Brahma, he saw that Krishna is holding rice in his left hand. So these things, they bewildered Brahma a lot. And Brahma thought, actually it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Brahma was informed beforehand, this is Lord Krishna, don't take chance. But still he took a chance, and this is what happened. And the Brajvasis, they mention one nice pastime. Oftentimes I take devotees on parikrama. There is one place from here about 10 kilometers, Brahmavan. And that place is called Choma. Choma means Brajavasi, they call Char Muwala, Choma. This is a shortcut in Braj language. So it is mentioned that when Brahma, he stole the cowherd boys and the cows, so Krishna could make out immediately, yes, this is what Brahma is doing. So what Krishna, he did, Krishna immediately went to Brahmalok. The doorkeepers, they saluted. And Krishna, he told, see, nowadays there are so many fake pseudo Brahmas, they are roaming everywhere. If someone comes in my guise, don't let him inside, okay? So Krishna went inside. And after some time, when Brahma, he went to his own abode, so he was stopped by the doorkeepers. Yes, we know who you are. So don't fool us. So Brahma was taken back. So Brahma was now thinking what to do. Now they are not letting me in. So after some time, Brahma, he came to the doorkeepers. He said, yes, I want to an interview with your Brahma. So they said, yes, now you have come to your senses. So what happened? By the time the doorkeepers, they took Brahma there, Krishna left that place. So this way, what they explain, that although Brahma, he was trying to test the Lord, but Brahma, he very badly failed. And today, material world, what we see, there are so many pseudo-incarnations. If you go to Western countries, European countries, you'll find someone Jesus or some Allah. So similarly, in India, you'll find there are Kalki avatar. Because the last avatar mentioned of the Lord is Kalki. And especially if you go to South India, now also, there are some Kalkis roaming since last 20-30 years. And Prabhupada often used to tell, India is the land where avatars, they take place. They are born, they are manufactured, and they are exported to the Western countries, whatever it is. So this long time back, a real thing happened in Bangalore. Like 20 years back, there was a Doordarshan. There were no other TV channels. So one time what happened, one Doordarshan guy, he was going across, and in one day he met about few Kalki avatars, because everyone wants to give his interview, yes, I am the Lord. So that way he came across around 10 to 12 Kalki avatars, and he gave them a date, a Sunday, prime time show. All of you know prime time show, it's morning 9 to 12 or evening 8 to 10, that's called prime time, when a good audience is looking your show. So what he did, he wanted to give a surprise to all these Kalkis. So what happened in that Doordarshan studio, so one by one all the Kalkis, they started coming. So everyone was staring at each other, who's this guy, who's this guy. So now this Doordarshan person who was supposed to take their interview, he came there and he said, yes, I welcome all of you, I have your all cards, visiting cards. So now only I'll take one person, not all of you. Now you decide amongst yourself who is the real Kalki. So now if you, Prabhupada explains, if you put one chapati to a few dogs, are they, the dogs, they are going to make any compromise? No. They will bite each other. So what happened, this was going live on the DD. And all these Kalkis, they were pulling each other's clothes and their beard and other thing. and people were enjoying this thing. So material world, what we see today, there are so many fake incarnations they are going on, and foolish people, somehow they got enamored by these people. But still, in the olden time, we see there were philosophers and scientists. They were very much curious, although they didn't know about the Indian Vedic knowledge. Like Socrates, what he explains, that I am confident there truly is a such thing as living again, that the living spring from the dead, and that the soul of the dead are in existence. This is what is accepted by Socrates. And there was also one person by name, Ralph Waldo Emerson. What Emerson, he said, the soul, he writes, comes from without into the human as into a temporary abode, and it goes out of it anew. It passes into other habitations, for the soul is immortal. Even there was one president of America, Benjamin Franklin. What he explains, that finding myself to exist in this world, I believe I shall be in some shape or the other, always I exist. Also there was one big writer called Carl Jung. What he writes, I could well imagine that I might have lived in former centuries and therefore encountered questions I was not yet able to answer, that I had to be born again because I had not fulfilled the task that was given to me. So now also there are a good number of scientists. What they have, there is one theory by which hypnotism, they put you in a hypnotism and they can recall your so many pastimes of different lives. This sometimes they show on this, some channels they show. So, but we should understand, like Prabhupada here writes, he quotes, Muktir hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. So Bhagavatam second canto explains that mukti means to be situated in our real position. Like we have Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gop Kumar going back to Krishna Loka. He went back to his real position. So Prabhupada explains that we have a Siddha Swarupa. We have our eternal identity in the spiritual world. So we have, like, there are five types of relation. They are called rasas: Shantras, Dasiras, Sakiras, Vasiliras, Madhuriras. So when we are doing our devotional service, and when we are doing our continuous devotional service, so a time will come that we will, our consciousness will be awake, and automatically it will get revived. We'll get linked to our relation with the Lord. There was one Prabhupada disciple. In the beginning days, he was considered as useless. So he translated a good number of books. His name was Kushakrit. So he came to Vrindavan. He got cancer about 10-12 years back. And oftentimes he used to go to Bhandirvan. So Bhandirvan is the pastime place of Krishna, where in the afternoon, all the cowherd boys, they play, they take their meal. Then from there, they go to another place. And from there, they go to Nandgaon. So oftentimes, Kushakrit, he used to go to Bhandirvan and he used to sit down there, meditate sometime. We have here Radha Govind Maharaj. Every day he goes someplace or the other, Vrindavan. He goes there and he meditates. So when Kushakrit Prabhu, he left his body, some Maharaji was telling, yes, he must have been a cowherd boy in Krishna's pastime and he was meditating. So here Prabhupada explains, Muktir hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavasthiti means to be reinstated. Reinstated means because of living in the material world, we have lost our identity. There is one real life story in London about 10-20 years back. One person, he was traveling, he was going to the job in a metro. And that metro, there was an accident and he was hit by a pole in the metro. So he was admitted in the hospital. And after a week time, somehow his consciousness was not revived. Externally he was revived. So the hospital authorities, they said, we can't keep you, you go out. So when he came out, he was asking everyone, who am I, who am I? So he met fortunately with one book distributor. He said, Jive Swarup Hoye Krishner Nityadas, you are a servant of Lord Krishna. Then what he said, what I should do? He said, better follow me. And he took him to the temple. So when one joins the temple, the initial services are backup. So this person, he was doing backup, taking out the potato sacks and all. So one day what happened, he was taking a potato sack and it fell on his head. So he got revived. So he was thinking, where am I? What am I doing here in Hare Krishna? I have a family, house, I have my parents, wife. So then he told the devotees, see, I have a house, family, wife, I had a job, but I don't know how come I landed here. So please give me permission, I'll go home and I'll come back. So later on he became a devotee. So that is what is our present situation. So Lord Chaitanya also mentions, there is one song by our one Vaishnava Acharya. What he explains, that Krishnera Sansara Kari Chhadi Anachar. Krishnera Sansara Kari means to be established in Krishna's samsara, what Krishna is doing, his pastimes. And Chhadi Anachar means what we have accumulated in the material world. So here Prabhupada, he explains that the Krishna consciousness movement wants to stop koti janma, repeated birth and death. Prabhupada explains, in one birth one should rectify everything and come to permanent life. That is Krishna consciousness. What Prabhupada explains, koti janma. That is, there are 84 lakh species of life. Punarapi jananam, punarapi manaranam, janani jatre shayanam, anadi karama phale, padi bhavar navajale, tari bare na dekhinu upay. This is one nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is what is going on. And oftentimes Prabhupada, he told his disciples, give this one lifetime to Krishna. You are given all those lifetimes to Maya. Oftentimes, even Bhakti Charu Maharaj, this was his favorite quote. He used to tell, give this one lifetime to Prabhupada. And also, one time Prabhupada, he gave one analytical story, Punar Mushika Bhava. This is very good for our understanding. Like one time what happened, a tiny mouse came to a sadhu in the forest. And this rat, he said, yes, I am being tormented by a cat. The sadhu said, yes, what I should do? Said, why don't you make a cat? Said, okay, become a cat. So after some days he came running. What happened? The dogs, they are chasing behind me. Okay, what should I do? Make me a dog. So the sadhu made him a dog. So after some days again he came running. And now this time he asked, yes, what is happening? He said, the tiger is chasing me. So what should I do? Make me a tiger. So the sadhu said, okay, become a tiger. So then he started looking at this sadhu. He was licking his tongue. The sadhu said, yes, what happened? Why you are staring at me? I want to eat you. The sadhu said, okay, punar mushika bhava, back to square one. So this Prabhupada explains that today the Lord has given us so many facilities. Our consciousness has so much evolved. We have everything. Everything is given us. And despite this, we are living like an animal life. If we are living an animal life, then Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, karanam guna sangasya sad asad yonisu janmasu. So Hare Krishna, will end here. We have about 2 minutes time. So anyone wants to comment on today's this verse or lecture?
Hare Krishna, what about the daytime nap?
Daytime nap? What nap?
You said according to Ayurveda, daytime sleep is not recommended. So in daytime, any sleep will take a short nap, 1 hour, 20 minutes, 40 minutes.
Actually, in the Ayurveda, it is mentioned that Vama Kukshi, it is called Vama Kukshi, means after your only afternoon meal, you can take 20 minutes, not more than that. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested, LSD, left side down, not 1 hour. If you go to sleep 1 hour, then you may sleep 2 hours. But actually, scriptures mentions, they mention only in the summer time you can take this, because in the summer the digestion goes down. So that is mentioned only for the summer time, not other time. So in one sense, one after waking up in the morning, one should not sleep, as per Ayurveda, because sleeping daytime also reduces your lifespan. So that is what is mentioned in Ayurvedic writing. Yes, Prabhu. This mic, okay. Thoda jor se, okay. The mic is coming. Just 1 minute. Yeah, Atharveda.
So, yeah. That is the highest quality sleep. But then, in the old days, were people able to do that? I mean, at 8 o'clock,
Actually, just 100 years back, when there was not electricity and all, I know I used to go to my grandparents when I was studying. This was like 30, 40 years back. So that time people used to take their evening meal by 7 o'clock, and I know we used to sleep by 8 o'clock. So that is possible, only you have to change. You can't change the world. At least if you want to change for yourself, that can be changed. So today the world is that you can't change the world, but you have to change yourself. If you want to do like that, it is well and good.
So can you explain what is the quality of that sleep?
No, I can't go in depth because the time doesn't permit. So Amritmay is, you know, nectar. So that sleep is the best sleep. The meaning is that Amritmay means that the demigods, they drink that Amrit Rasa. So that gives you complete nourishment. Now what is this sleep? Actually, sleep is also medicine. The sleep is also medicine because you are recuperating from the fatigue of the complete day. So sleep is also one kind of medicine. In Ayurveda, it is mentioned that children, everyone, according to the different age factors, the sleep varies. But Prabhupada explains, one should not sleep more than 6 hours. So any other question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.